school. Holy fire, rise again. Fire rise, river flow. Fire rise. Passion rise, hunger flow. Holy passion, rise again. Passion rise, hunger flow. Passion rise. Passion rise, hunger flow. Holy passion. Passion rise, death flow. Holy passion, rise again. Passion rise.
Yes. Even now, this is my rest that I spoke about. This is my rest that I spoke about. In my days, you see, kind of all said, a rest called intimacy. Even in my when you have access to my presence, the ingredient of this rest is only communication. Where I hide no things from you again, where I keep no things from you again, you come into the house and pick the sounds. You come into the house and pick the information. You come into the house and pick the things that are hidden to men. This is my rest that I spoke to you about. This is the day of rest. The day where your relationship with me is established on the mountain. This is the mountain of rest. The mountain of new beginning. The mountain of new order. All your struggling has come to an end because I come to carry you on the wings of the Spirit. Possibilities are open. Doors are open. I have come to quicken your hair to hear. I have come to open your eyes to see. I have come to touch your heart to perceive. Even after that, this is the rest I spoke about. I have come to draw you closer to myself. This is the rest. When you are intimate with me, you see the things I know. You know the things I know. I no longer hide this again from you. This is the things I'm revealing. Your eyes are open. Don't be clear signals. It's time to do this on the strength of the Spirit. It's time to do this on the wings of the Spirit. This is the rest that I spoke about. A rest of possibilities. A rest of possibilities. Where all things are yours. This rest is the rest of abundance. Your abundance of the fullness of the source of the Spirit. You shall no longer be limited. See, bring us God, full expression, full manifestation, full expression. Possibilities are open. Possibilities are open. The barriers that are disturbing have been removed. The obstacles that are limiting have been removed. It's time for full expression. The object of distraction, the object of disturbance, the object of limitation are broken. The walls are crashing. The walls are crashing. The walls are crashing. It's time to launch out. Shimen de Akuto.
Aya. Lewa
reminding me what to come. Keep reminding me what to do. Just talk about that. Take it. You will be doing nothing. Come back up.
People of God, you see, yes, there will be legs of things. Ah, Jesus. I don't know, but yes, we need prayer upon in this house. I feel the Lord. We have to share something. Based on what I heard Pastor was sharing when I came in, and it appears that that is the emphasis of the Spirit for this service. I don't know, but I told you I was going to share with you on how to mature today by intercession. The Holy Ghost will not allow me to leave this matter. He won't allow me to step out of this matter. So, Jesus, some men are looking for God. God is looking for some men. Sir, this was not part of what I planned to share, but I sense so strongly that the Holy Ghost will, if you will take the city, these characteristics must be there. Because we always align to what God wants to do by time. And I heard pastors say some things, and the Holy Ghost quickened them so strongly in my spirit. And you know, when the word was coming, the Lord said to us, the word of limitation is born. You heard what? I heard it. He said, the barriers and the distractions are removed. He said, because this is the rest is what? Intimacy. And the Lord had to define intimacy for me, one of those things. I was asking intimacy. He said, if it not be there, it means. He said, break intimacy into syllables and see what I'm saying. Intimacy into me and see. Intimacy into me and see. I hear that. He says, so please come into me and see. The advantage of men that will take this is that they can see something. The city you can't see nothing. And the Lord doesn't waste resources. It's only men that come into Him that can have access to see. You cannot seize the city until you see it. You cannot seize it until you see it. It's just of this technology to see. It's not to be praying for dream. I don't believe this in dreams. The technology to see this one is not that you have one vision. No! I am not talking of visions and revelation. I am talking of a scene
born out of intimacy. That you can be standing and beat every sinner. You know when God speaks or when somebody speaks to you and you understand what you say. I see. Did you see anything? Understanding is sight. Understanding is revelation. This I will be to bring to bear to your consciousness the understandings of the kingdom. It is an offshoot of this understanding that produces your night encounters. What I am seeing in the night is the same as the body I have in the day. So by the time I wake up, I am not confused that I see them for God. God is taking us to rest. The rest is that we are empty intimacy. The intimacy is that we can know the mind of God. Because by this intimacy, we are into God, so we see the mind of God. Meaning, what bothers God bothers me. What pains God pains me. What sweetens God sweetens me. What bothers God bothers me. So if God is having the pain, I feel the pain. At that level, that is intimacy. So when I have a night encounter, the night encounter is a physical crystallization of what God has been communicating to me. Both God causes, God bodies. Now, the dreams I'll be having and the encounters I'll be having will be graphical representation of the codes in my mind, the codes in my spirit, and the codes in my physical bodies. I mean, God cannot trust me with heavenly bodies. There are many young people everywhere who have encounters without bodies. No wonder they can't be it. It can't come to reality. But when you come into him and see what bothers him, bothers you. What bothers him, bothers you. To assess divine bodies. And by the time you now assess divine bodies, your encounters will be explanation of the bodies. This is the rest the Lord is taking us from. That we are in consonance with Zion. That Abuja carries in your heart the same weight he carries in the heart of God. If God is in Zion, weeping over the city. You are in Kubwa, weeping over the city. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Meaning, the same thing God is feeling, I am feeling. By the time we assess this thing God is talking about today, if God is feeling someone about a brother, you feel the same thing. Lord, your question will be, Lord, what will you have me do without this thing you're feeling? Why? He says, that day I want to use your hearts to think. That God is thinking and is thinking through my heart. So I can pick what Zion is thinking. The ancient monarch of Zion is thinking a thought, and I can pick the thought from Google. I can pick the thought from area one. From anywhere I can pick that thought. I have the same body. So the question is, God, what do you want to do in this city? I am available for whatever you want to do in this city. How do I know? I am into you. I can see that you are crying. I am into you. I can see that you are pained. I am into you. I can see that you are sorrowful. I am into you. I can see that you are excited. I am feeling the same pain, Father. He said, Daniel, if you are feeling the same pain, then what can we do? Lord, what do you want me to do? Who shall go for us? God, why that question? Why am I here? Why that question, sir? When am I here? Okay, if I don't trust you, all I need from you is weep over the city for 3 days and I'll take the city. And this is not social media publicity. You are just in your own law. I carry your body for Abuja. says, Lord, your body for the city. No man saw you. By the time you are done, after the 3 days, people are having snake encounters everywhere. What happened? They didn't know it is a man in Kukua who carries the mind of the Father that is controlling the atmosphere of the city. Men that take the city are not the men that shout over the city. They are the men controlling the city from the stronghold. They are men that are into the man of God. They see what God is doing. So they bear the same body as the Father bears. Lord, can you trust my mind? Lord, my mind is available.
That I may feel, see your spot. That I may feel what you feel. That I may feel your body, oh Lord. That I may think your thoughts. That I may see what you see. That I may feel your body, oh Lord.
God, you can trust my mind. Lord, you can trust my mind. Hear me. What weighs in your heart? That is the weight of your impact. What weighs in your heart? That is the weight of your impact on it. If your heart is not weighty, your impact will be light. Have you not heard what David said? He said, the reproach of those that reproach are upon me. Why would God call me the man after my heart? He said, God, who is this that hated me? I hated them with that hatred. How can they hate you? I hate them. The reproach of those that reproach is upon me. God, your pain is upon me. He said, oh my God, what can I do for thee? How can this wicked and unscrupulous man talk against thee? God said, there is a man that is feeling what I'm feeling. He said, there is a man after my heart. Hear me? Prayers are good, but prayers are useless if they are not part of the bodies. What led to the prayer room? No, today the prayer room is everywhere. Young guys, get out 12 hours, 24 hours, 13 hours. My job to do 12 hours every month. As a person, that's my normal life. December will do 17 hours. We stay with the Lord. And young guys are, and when God comes to where he has, he sees that what is in the heart is manifestation. He's not seeing a body, he says, I can't call this one. Kingdom come. The prayer is born out of bodies. Until you are bodied with what body is God, you cannot be used to God. What God is crying for tonight is that can I change your heart? Daniel, can you exchange your heart? Let me remove this heart and put a heart that can think my thoughts. Bible says he has the mind of Christ. Why did he have to change my mind? The mind that thinks about the world. The mind that thinks globalization. The mind that thinks righteousness. God, how are you feeling today? And your heart is beating faster. Bah, bah, bah. He said, that is the man being. How come? What you have to do? God is doing this fast right now. You are eating pandemia. Fasting does not have to start in the morning. So there are things we eat. I saw big fast. No, this is real, no. Start from now. Until I say so. If you are still fasting, I mean, you are about to put up in your mouth.
fast now. Ah. God, why? Don't push me. Just go fast. I will be there. Yes, sir.
Are you going to take it? I'm fine. And next thing to do, possibly, please. Oh, Lord, what is bothering you today?
We have not lie. The message.
No.
It's not a dog. You see, you're not consumed. After me, this spirit, please. It's not going to go.
Hey! I'm going to have this for one more time. He said I was passing on the expressway and I saw kidnappers. They caught me, but suddenly they listened. What time? 3 o'clock. What day? When they say, I'm just smiling. Those are men that will take the CTO. Nobody is there when the companies are everywhere. One day, I was in my office and I saw the picture of somebody about to die. I don't know what is happening. And I was watching. And the Lord said, in that city, go. What? Yada. This is not the Lord of flesh. Ask me, who is it? What is all you asking to deliver? You don't know. So, first, remember what I want to say. Abandon the spirit. That fool can feel a bit. You don't know who you are interceding for. You don't know how to pray as we want. But the spirit is making intercessions for us. We do this that come up your heart. Only to say, just agree with me and pray the right prayer. Do just stay here. I just need a verse to pray through. Are you here? I needed somebody because the meaning of the spirit affects our community. Does not mean the spirit is going to pray for us. You know when you carry a big box on your head and you want to put it down? What do you do? You need somebody that will put hands with you and you carry it together. The Holy Ghost affects our family. He hold together with us to bring the pain down. As man gives physical body, Holy Ghost gives spiritual bodies. So by the time they place the body in your heart and you go to that room, he said, can we agree together? I will do it. You know, Bible says, but we don't know what to pray as a God. He's asking you not to pray. We don't know what to pray. So when you start, he begins to pray with you. And he's not going to release you once you are done. Sometimes he might take your whole day. What is happening, Lord? You sleep, you can't sleep. God, I don't understand what is happening to me. He said, just keep continuing with me. I needed your mouth to make this work. I needed your heart to make this work. I needed your time to make this work. We need to rescue somebody just now. You are in the toilet, you can't stop praying. You enter the bus, you can't stop. Sometimes you come from the bus, you want to do prayer work on the expressway. Are you mad? No, I am not mad. I am in agreement with the Father. Are you out of your mind? Yes. I need to be out of my mind to be in his mind. And you begin to walk around the city. What is happening? I don't understand. Somebody is chatting with you as I reply. Then the body has not left you. And guess what you are here sometimes? 24 hours, the body has not left you. Holy Ghost, just continue with me. Just continue with me. So as I was doing that for that person, I prayed. So then, after a while, I felt released. And I went. By the time I got home, it was my brother. My mom said, hey, why? Ha! What do you know now? My mom just bought gas and feed that day. My younger brother did not have to open gas. So he went there, turned the gas, and was looking for matches. And the matches was next to the gas can. But as I was praying, I blinded his eyes in the name of the spirit. He was looking for matches everywhere, and just next to him. As the prayer continued, I led him out of the house to go and pray. As the prayer continued, he didn't come back or phone came home and began to spend gas in somebody else. I would have lost our house and my brother. But because somebody could have the mind of the Father, because somebody could be clear sinners, a destiny was saved. How many people have died because your heart is not available? Sometimes the people you are going to intercede for. He might be a missionary in Afghanistan and won't be here today. And of course, he just play with. And you need to see the man of Afghanistan. Look, I'm not being here for nonsense, but I will reject him. He's just calling you to pray for Afghanistan. Pray for someone in Afghanistan. You need to be here. And they call the guy's head. And God said, it's your God. I will never give an hour again. I can't even trust you. But maybe if you stay somewhere, there are people who just say, you, next time, we want you. And you won't know there's a lady in Nigeria. There's a lady in Nigeria who is behind by this. How many opportunities have you missed? How many opportunities have you missed? Because you cannot bring bodies. You cannot bring nudges. Many people have died because they couldn't bring nudges. Why not to travel? There was one day I was in the toilet of the Holy Ghost. Shakapa. And I felt in my spirit something is wrong. And my mom was back and I know to go to the Indian kitchen. What do I do? I said, you are not going anywhere. Sit down too. And he respected my prophet. Why? I am the social leader. I organized people that go for the pastor. He said, don't go anywhere. He said, okay. And suddenly my friend called. He said, I saw your mom die in that sense. Where is she? I said, I already captured it. By now, I would have buried her. But because I was sensitive. The day those people came to Sana Abuja, maybe somebody would have picked it. Because there is a realm that is higher than this realm. Maybe somebody would have picked it. Our prayer today is not, I submit my heart. You don't need a heart to train it. Take this one. Men that take this are called sensitive men. Men that can pick every sickness by time past season. They know when to eat. Sometimes, 1 a.m., he wakes you up. Now, he said, no, I'm tired, I'm tired. He said, I don't even care whether you do, why you pray. Just make sure you are praying. I just need you to be awake to pray. And most times, it's not for you. And you sleep off. And you're sleeping. You go and look for somebody. Yes. Pray. How many times have you missed prayer bodies? Because people are close. Say, people are here, I can't pray. He came upon you like a body. Gave you a prayer dose. Pray. What am I praying for? I don't know. Come. What is he looking for? Excuse yourself. Get to toilet. I want to use myself. Holy Ghost, I don't know what is happening, but I agree with you to make this work. Sometimes after 10 minutes you are free, you come back. How do you know you should put it? When you feel the body lifted. Sometimes it gives you vision notes. What are vision notes? It can give you a song. It can give you a scripture. It can make you laugh. It can make you feel relieved. You step out. Hey, so what's up, Pastor Jesse? What's that look? They didn't know you lost some relational problem. Ha! And sometimes you can't leave here. Just switch off the battery and begin to pray like your breath. And you are controlling things under your breath. It's not about the shouting, it's about the internalization that is going on. And you are not watching balls where. Go! Lord Jesus, can what bothers you bother me? Can what body you bother me? Sometimes you begin to feel as if you are in labor. I'm not pregnant.
and feel compassion. Some of you are praying, you don't want to call compassion. You can ask your wife, what needs to have compassion?
You are feeling compassion. It could mean somebody is in labor room and doctor is about to make me sick. Your intercession to stop the doctor saying sick. Your intercession. Could be a how to the peace of bed.
For it takes a man that carries the same mind as the Father. The mind of the Father.
Can you pray 1 minute? Father, you can do this with my mind. I submit this to my mind for eternal business. You can do business with my mind. I submit this my mind. I submit my mind for eternal business. You can do real business with my mind. Gaske polune, di goloto. Lord, you can trust my mind. I receive grace for sensitivity. Never again will I miss opportunities. Never again will I miss burdens. Never again will I miss notice. Rainbow, kukutu, in Jesus' name we are praying. Let me read one scripture. One of you. How can your mind be used? God wants to train with people's minds. How can your mind be that mind that can be used for this kind of assignment? See, sir, the assignment for the city starts in the heart. The assignment to take the city, it is started and completed in your heart. Don't follow what I said. If what in your heart does not weigh, you can't have a weight on the earth. How weighty your impact is how weighty your heart is. The weight of your heart determines the weight of your impact. Is your heart heavy for anything? If we open your heart, this man is Isaiah. No eternal thing, no kingdom weight.
When I get married, I got to get to the Bible, you know.
All those things are good. But can we just see a kingdom weight? Lord, let what bothers you bother me. You see, that is why when I go for ministration, I always go with the mind of the Father. Lord, what are you sharing in this season in line with the topic I'm giving? Because I know before they gave me a topic, God would have spoken to the person who invited me. So Lord, what are you sharing in line with this theme? What is bothering you? Can it bother me? So most of the time, the Holy Ghost just come. He tells me the scripture, he tells me the illustration, he tells me what to share, and I come to the altar. I share what the Holy Ghost told me. Because what bothers him must bother me. What kind of art can be used?
Because God is looking for hearts to use.
Hearts
that have body.
Isaiah 66.
Remember the start from verse 1. You will see the prophecy God gave to us at the beginning. Are you there? You guys, there's a place to go. God is waiting for me.
Okay, well, that's the strength.
Let's read. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you built unto me? Where is the place of my rest? See his question. Verse 2. For all those things at my hand made. We are trying to see things of rest. All those things have been seen the Lord. But to this man will I look. Some men are looking for God. God is looking for some men. To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembled at my word. He said, peace is my rest. Remember the promise God gave us at the beginning. He said, come, we have come to rest. As I tell God, give me that promise, I didn't even remember this future. I didn't know it was in this future. He said, unto this man will I look, the man that is poor and contrite in spirit. He said, that is the man I will come and put my house in his hands. What is poor and contrite in the spirit? A man that has this characteristics is a man that is dependent on the Father. A man that is helpless. A man that is broken. A man that has no agenda. A poor man is always looking up to the rich. Is that correct? God is a God that is rich in mercy, rich in grace. I am a man. I am poor. Lord, what do you want to do today? Fill my heart with it. God is not looking for a full man. He is looking for a man that is scattered, that is shattered, broken in spirit, contrite in spirit. This is the man I can do business with his heart. The man I will do business with is the man that has this criteria, poor and broken, contrite in spirit. He said, if your heart can be a kind of heart that is not full, that is hungry, if that you wait it to have my body, then this is my rest. I cannot communicate my bodies for the city for you. My body for that territory can only be released if you are broken this way. What will happen when you are broken? You will tremble at the word of the Lord. What does it mean to tremble? It doesn't mean to fear. It means to revive. What is that revive talking about? You are walking on the streets. He came to place a body in your heart. What will you do when you enter there? You respond ASAP. Try to ask. If I don't, you are eating. Joy. Fast. What kind of fast? 6 hours fast. Sorry. There are doctors that should fast in 6 to 6. I'm telling you, there's a dimension. My God will let you fast from 3 p.m. in the afternoon to 12 a.m. Don't let me confuse you. You are eating. You say, so, what is that? 4. After that, what kind of fast is on? Till 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. No more food. Or till 4 p.m. tomorrow. Just something. And begin to pray. Begin to pray. It's not as if you don't eat and begin to pray. This kind of fast is specialized fasting. By the time you stop eating, you start praying. You understand what I'm saying? It's not a fast that, it's still your God, I'm not eating again. It's not just eating. No. By the time it interrupts your food like that, it places it with prayer food. you begin to pray
till he asks you to stop.
Part of what is my father said, even in the sleep, the prayer continues. Because your spirit is broken. By the time you wake up, you pick it from where you stopped.
And when I tell you, you say, who are you? Are better than the one that uses Jesus and don't pray. Just pray. When it's time to go,
he say, hey, let's go and pray for 1 hour and let's eat now.
That one is joke.
Say, Lord, you can do business with my heart.
He knows you tremble at the word. He says,
I save more money, back in the money.
Please, Lord.
Because, your hands. Give me.
Ha! He knows
I'll be obeying.
He knows.
As I leave now, continue to work on it. Continue to work on it.
We'll pray for you. But I will never miss any opportunity again. I will pick every sinner. I will respond for God to work on my heart. I submit my heart for working. I submit my spirit for operation. Work on my spirit. Walk on my heart. He said, this man will I look for. Daniel, don't look for me. If I can see this guy, I will come and look for you. Father, walk on my heart. That my heart can be that kind of heart we communicate with. Walk on my heart. I know if my heart is broken and contrite, I can tremble at the word. I will obey what you are saying for the city. I want to be used for the city. But it's not by energy. It's by your divine permission. How? When you walk on my heart, when you break my heart, when you walk on my spirit, and you make it contrite, I'll be able to tremble at your word. Then I can do your bidding for the city. Some of you, God can say, 3 days, don't take your bus, your car, to office again. Trek. I begin to pray. Lord, this far, wake up by 3 or 4. Start walking. I'm telling you the pathway of dangerous men. This is not normal. How did anyone go to that forest? He responded to the body and the forest became a city. How did you even produce city to water? Men are coming from Aja every Sunday. VI to water. How? We remember the say, I want Delta, which is of water. How come it is smell of them? Obedience. By the time God has worked on your heart, you will be prompt in obedience. Believe obedience, God is obedience. You will never analyze God's instruction. Many of us have analyzed God's instruction until the end of your destruction. You analyze it until you lose it. He said, go on fasting.
You say, I just.
So last year, the Lord just spoke to me. Let me leave it. Father, I submit my heart for working. Whatever you do to the heart, I use, do to it. And don't pity me. Don't pity me. Don't pity me. Whatever you do to the heart of Paul, whatever you give to the heart of Paul, do to this one. Whatever you give to the heart of Peter, do to this one. Whatever you give to that with you, Bishop Wayne, one of the father, do to this heart. Lord, I surrender my heart for surgical operation, spiritual surgical operation, that I can be able to pick sickness, that I can know, that I can feel your body, that I can be bothered with what bothers you, that I can be bonded with what bothers you, but time passes it. I need to miss it. I need to miss what you are doing.
Lord, whatever you do it in the season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. to Jesus Abraham. Oh Lord, how can you come to my city and I'm not aware? How can you visit my church and I'm not aware? How can you visit my family and I'm not aware? Error. How can you be doing something in Africa and I'm not aware? God, I refuse to be a useless believer. I refuse to be a useless believer. How can you be doing something in Abuja and I'm not aware? Sodom, I only let go and inform you. Does God need Abraham's permission? No, Abraham's heart was an heart enough to receive what God wants to do. So God needed to tell him first. How can God visit your street and you are not aware? How can God visit your church and you are not aware? How can God visit your place of work and you are not aware? Somebody rise up on your feet there and cry to God. Make my heart a sensitive heart, a heart that can pick it, a heart that can know it. I will not miss anything again. Lord, whatever you do in Nigeria, please not do it without you. Immediately, 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 we